You know, Hunter S. Thompson once said that when you're standing on the edge of the abyss, you either have to jump or back away, but you can't just stand there forever. Now, he understood these words, quite frankly. This was stated shortly after he had spent months touring with the Hells Angels to write a biographical account, and then they beat him up. Anyway, I have appropriated this phrase and this philosophical approach for my own means and am applying it to the coming apocalyptic revelatory catharsis coming soon to a theater near you. And by theater, I mean the world. And if I'm going to be swimming in horse bridle high rivers of blood in the Valley of Megiddo, I want my Armageddon to be fueled by Apocalypse Coffee Roasters. Currently, I'm drinking the antimatter blend, which has a great metaphorical chocolate taste and a degree of duality and purpose as it combines the great Pollyanna appeals of the pre-tribulation rapture along with Area 51, secret governmental experimentation on whatever that is in hangar number 18. There is, of course, the bomb. A direct flavor of near radioactive quality. In the event that you find yourself slightly lethargic while using a Geiger counter to ration food, or happen to be knitting socks for some six-toed progeny that will be born a few months after a nuclear detonation. For those holding out for an elimination by wormwood, we have the Sudden Impact Brew. Just make sure you boil the water first, although not doing so will increase your food rations by at least a third. Don't ask me how, although dysentery's a bummer, that's all I'm going to say. There is, of course, The Awakening, a coffee so smooth and strong that it could possibly counteract the effects of a pulse bomb, blanket sedative, or even grant you enough retroactive consciousness if your refusal to acknowledge the New World Order finds you under the influence of sodium pentothal at Diddy's house. All I know is this. For some reason, I'm vaporized by the sudden cataclysmic explosion of the Yellowstone caldera or a pyroclastic cloud from Mount Shasta. I want them to be able to look at my remaining particulate matter under a microscope and find traces of apocalypse coffee. I can't take this. If only the people of Pompeii and Herculaneum would have had apocalypse coffee, they may have survived the tantrums of that punk volcano, Vesuvius. Get yourself some apocalypse coffee. Not affiliated with Box Number 7, not a sponsor, nor would they probably ever want to be. Thank you.